First reading, Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 22 to 24. A reading from Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will take a spring. From the lofty top of a cedar I will set it out. I will break off a tender one from the topmost of its young twigs. I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel I will plant it, in order that it may produce boughs and bear fruit, and become a noble cedar. Under its every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. All the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree, I make the high the low tree. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it. The word of the Lord. Psalm chapter 92, verse 1 to 4, 12 to 15. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, O Most High, to herald your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, on the pastry of the lyre and to the melody of the harp. For you have made me glad by your acts, O Lord, and I shout for joy because of the works of your hands. The righteousness shall flourish like a palm tree and shall spread abroad like a cedar of Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bear fruit in old age, there shall be green and succulent, that they may show how upright the Lord is, my rock in whom there is no justice. Second reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 to 10 and 14 to 17. A reading from 2 Corinthians. So we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, but not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, but we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompensation for what have been done in the body, whether good or evil. For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one who has died for all, therefore all has died, and he died for all, so that those who live might not longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view, even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view. We know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. The word of the Lord.